Pharmacy techs help licensed pharmacists dispense properly prescribed medication to people. Bills in the legislature would up the number of technicians that a single pharmacist can supervise from 3 to 6. Supporters say the increase would lead to more jobs. But others, like pharmacist George Malone, say having more people to supervise will mean more work for pharmacists.
When that pharmacist opens that bottle at that counter, tells you what that medication is for, shows you what that medication is for, ask the basic questions. When you do these things, you reduce the risk of errors. But when you're asking to double the amount of technicians, you're potentially asking to double the workload on the pharmacist. How can that possibly give us more time to counsel patients?
Other opponents say the issue is about quality, not quantity. Chris Jerry's 2-year-old daughter died after he says a pharmacist technician incorrectly signed off on a lethal dose of chemotherapy medication. Jerry says the change will only benefit big pharmacy profits, allowing them to write more prescriptions per day.
Ultimately, the public is being put at risk because these retail pharmacy giants are putting their profits before the public's safety.
Jerry is from Ohio and travels the country discouraging legislation like this. Florida State University public health policy expert Dr. Les Beicht agrees that if there's a larger number of less trained people doing these kinds of pharmacy technician jobs, then costs decrease and profits increase. But that doesn't mean having more well-trained technicians is a bad idea.
If there are standards and adequate supervision, having more technicians provide that service should make that service more accessible and cost less without necessarily lowering the quality. If they're not well supervised and managed and there aren't standards, then it has the potential to harm more people.
The House version of the bill has made it to the House floor for a second reading, while the Senate counterpart is slated to go before its first Senate committee stop on Tuesday. For WFSU-FM, I'm Stephen Rodriguez.